gathered here today in front of my old elementary school, Roosevelt Elementary, on the north side of La Crosse, where I was born and raised. Because 26 years ago, almost to the day, this is where I made my kickoff announcement for the first time that I'd be running for representative of the 3rd Congressional District. And now, 26 years later, I'm here to announce that this will be my last term in office. I will not seek re-election as representative of this congressional district come next year. But the other sad truth is, besides me running out of gas, is I'm part of a dying breed in public service today, in Washington and certainly in Madison. Someone who tried to be reasonable, pragmatic, thoughtful, worked hard to try to find common ground with my colleagues, work in a bipartisan way to find bipartisan solutions for the challenges that we face.
That's Ron Kind announcing that he is not seeking a 27th term to Congress. Is that right, William?
13th
term. There it is, 27th year. That's William Garcia. He's the La Crosse County Democratic Party chair. Okay, so Ron Kind retires. He talked about that a little bit. What do you want to talk about first? We can already go into the idea that how about this? We're losing kind of a middle of the road, old school politician who isn't just battling the other side. And I think his opponent in the last election is a perfect example of what the opposite of Ron Kind is. Do you just want to talk about losing a politician like that in Ron Kind?
Yeah, I mean, Ron Kind has consistently been ranked as one of, if not the most bipartisan members of Congress. And so it was one of the reasons he was so effective for the people of Wisconsin. The 3rd District is a, moderate district. We've got Republicans, we've got Democrats, but across the board, people in the 3rd District really trusted Ron. They believed in his vision. They believed in his hard work. And I think that that's what the voters are going to look for next term. I think that the legacy that Ron Kind brings in terms of his bipartisanship, his willingness to kind of work with either party to get things done for the people of Wisconsin, I think that's what's going to come forward in the election coming forward.
Does the Democratic Party chair of La Crosse County have like a top three, a top five list of who might run?
You know, we are officially nonpartisan in the primaries, which means that we don't take a stand one way or the other. So I don't really want to guess one way or the other. I will say, though, that I'm hoping that we get a strong primary field, people with, from across the range of Democratic ideology, from the political world, from the business world, from the nonprofit world. So I'm just really looking forward to kind of a robust debate within the Democratic Party to find out who's really going to be the best person to kind of for us to send to Washington.
Yeah, it would be nice to have like just we had a little bit. Even we had it last election a little bit. We had Mark Newman run against Ron Kind, and I would say Mark was very far. I don't know if he's very far, but he's left. Ron Kind's down the middle. Ron Kind's almost a Republican if you want to just go in the world.
I think he's pretty strongly a Democrat. I would not say that he's almost a Republican.
He's a center Democrat, okay, but in the grand scheme of where people are on the political spectrum, Ron Kind's pretty close to the middle.
Yes, he's very very he is very close to the middle. He always kind of voted and legislated from his kind of personal belief system. He never felt encumbered by having to follow the party line in one way or another. And I think that's going to be what we're going to see in the Democratic primary coming up, is who can come forward and say, I'm really going to work for everyone in Wisconsin. I'm going to work with whoever I can to make the world better here.
Do you think the district changes all that much? After they redraw the maps?
I think it will probably change a little bit. I'm hopeful that we're actually going to get a better map. And if we get a better map, a more fair map, I think whoever the Democratic candidate is will have a pretty good advantage. However, if the Republicans get the map they want, they will, of course, attempt to, just draw out the smallest little liberal section they can in the hopes of cutting down the margin and giving the third to the Republicans.
Yeah, it would be easy. You just shrink the map a little bit so all the UW schools on the outlier of the 3rd District are cut out.
And that's why the Republicans drew it that way, because that's why it goes weirdly from Eau Claire to Stevens Point and then down to La Crosse, is because they're trying to concentrate these strongly liberal areas in one district.
Yeah,
and balance it out with a kind of more conservative rural.
Yeah, and I think like, and over and down to even Stout. I want to say Stout, but there's another UW school in there, or maybe two more. What is the the strategy? I talked about this with Joe Heim just before the strategy for Derek Van Orden, and it seemed to work pretty well. It got him pretty close.
Yeah, his strategy is gone now.
Yeah,
his strategy. I mean, all he has done. If you look at his Facebook page or listen to his speeches, all he can do is lobby personal attacks at Ron Kind. He has no ideology. He has no policy. So all he can do is kind of lob personal attacks. And now that he can't do that anymore, I think the one thing that Derek Van Orden is going to try and do, and we're going to work really hard to not let him get away with it, is he's going to try and take credit for Kind retiring. He's going to come out and say, Kind was, afraid of me, and I'm going to... And that is just absolute garbage. After 26 years serving as a congressperson with, with distinction, I think the last thing that would drive his decision to retire would be having to face someone as kind of ludicrous as Derek Van Orden.
That would have been the question to ask him if Kind was taking questions today. Kind, were you afraid of Derek Van Orden after you already beat him running again?
You've already beaten him once, and then after beating him, you participated in an insurrection, which, most Americans don't like. So I really don't think that Derek Van Orden factored one way or another in this decision.
What's the impact of just losing Kind in a House of Representatives where, we lose this guy that's a 26-year veteran and I guess
it's going to lose a lot of institutional knowledge. Ron Kind serves on the House Ways and Means Committee. The House Ways and Means Committee is one of the most powerful committees in the House of Representatives. And so having someone as kind of powerful with as much political clout as Ron Kind is always good for a district. We are obviously very sad to kind of lose that prestige, but I'm still very hopeful that we're going to have a strong Democratic primary for the seat, and we're going to whoever wins is going to emerge as an excellent candidate for our district.
Did you get an email that said he's going to announce his retirement, or how does that work?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, because
just saying, hey, here's what's going on.
And how did you take that news?
Well, I think mostly at the moment we're just sad about the fact that we're losing such an outstanding congressperson. I don't want to pretend like it's all like happy, not because we're afraid about losing the seat, but just because we are sad about losing such an exceptional representative.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's thinking that you're happy about this news. But is it surprising to you? I mean, when Ron Kind won, me and Dr. Anthony Chagosky were already plotting his retirement to run for Senate. So we were doing that, 3 days later after the election. Sure. You might even been thinking that in the back of your head.
Right. Well, first off, the first thing I could say is that after 26 years of doing a job as difficult and demanding as being a U.S. congressperson, it makes total sense to me. What did he say in his statement, that he ran out of gas? That makes complete sense to me. That is a grueling job. You've got to go back and forth. You're on planes twice a week, flying back and forth to Washington and then coming home and then participating in everything here and then participating in everything there. It is a difficult and grueling job. And so after 26 years, no one can be faulted for deciding to retire.
I think people would disagree with you that it's tough to go from D.C. to... But no, I'm just kidding. Does him saying that he ran out of gas kind of hint to the fact that he won't run for a Senate seat? Because then we're just going to point to the ran out of gas comment.
Oh, no, I don't know. I think, it's pretty easy to refill a tank. So if he ran out of gas now, a couple months down the road, he might be up and ready to go again. I don't know one way or the other, but it would not surprise me.
I've got a good campaign. Maybe I should get on his campaign team for Senate. He ran out of gas, but he's switching to electric.
Yeah, there it is. That's the key term.